I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam, the faggot, and today I've got a very special guest on the show. He is a porn star, and we all love porn stars, don't we? He's the one and only Angel Rivera. Now, you might be like I was. I always saw Angel Rivera in the background in these videos from Helix Studios and Cocky Boys, where he was just, you know, behind the scenes. You would see him kind of in the background of these videos with, you know, that featured Blake Mitchell at the time, now Lane Rogers, and Joey Mills. He was always just kind of in the background partying. And he always had this intriguing presence about him that I just wanted to know more about. And come to know that he is a very dominant fucker. And he's a lot of fun. And he's got some hopes and dreams that I think are also very inspirational. So you might really enjoy this conversation I had with him. Just be warned, there was a technical glitch that happened during the middle of the interview, so I'm going to try to stitch this together a little bit. Hopefully it turns out okay. So, there you go. Anyway, this is my interview with the one and only Angel Rivera.
Target acquired.
This is the Hierarchy Podcast exclusive interview.
Well, I am here with one of the porn gods. You'll know him from his days with, I guess you were with Helix at one point, right?
For a year, yeah.
Yeah, right. His name is Angel Rivera.
Yay!
Say hi to everybody. So it's a great pleasure to have you on here. I've really wanted to talk to you for a long time, honestly, because I've always been really curious about your career. You had how old were you when you started porn?
I was 20, turning 21, because I had done it December, I believe, in 2018, and I had turned 21 in February of the next year. So
okay, so you're 23-ish, 24 now. Okay, so you haven't really been in porn that long, I guess. So what caused you to get into porn in the first place?
I guess overall, I was just kind of tired of going to school, and I just had done it for 4 years, and I was like, you know what, I'm just going to do this now.
Right.
Didn't want to finish school, and I just told my parents up front. I was like, look, you know, I'm going to do this. They were like, well, you're going to start paying for your own stuff, and I just jumped all the way into porn.
Okay.
Because I had to make sure all my stuff was paid, so...
You're like, I've got this big dick here, and I might as well just do something with it.
Exactly. Might as well. And it's always funny because my parents, like, I don't know, used to make a joke. Well, like, if all else fails, you could just do porn. And now, like,
Now it's not a joke. And you're doing pretty well at it, so that's good. What are you? Is your family from a certain country?
Just Texas.
Texas. Okay. I didn't know how far back like your family line had been in America. So okay. So you came from Texas. That's where you were born. Okay.
Yeah, born in Austin, and went to college in San Marcos, and After that, just got into porn and started moving everywhere.
Right. Now you're living all over the place. So your current residence is in Miami, right?
Yeah. Home of Florida. Yay. We were joking about that earlier.
Yeah, we were. Yeah. Florida sucks, but whatever. It's fun for to be a young porn star for sure in Florida.
For sure. Other than that, the politics, all the heat, like.
Yeah. I mean, you probably go to clubs and faggots pay for all your drinks every night and.
Exactly. Just take your shirt off and somebody's willing to throw a few drinks at you.
Right. I'm surprised you're wearing a shirt right now. You should be showing it off for your fans on this interview. There's
later.
This
is gonna... Maybe at the middle of the interview, you could remind me, and I'll be like, okay.
Okay, right. We need to get him real high first, guys. So hang in there. I'll be working on that. I'm gonna have to buy him some pot.
Got jars of it. Don't worry.
Yeah. I bet you do. So, I will just say this. One thing, I always was kind of intrigued by you because you were always, you seemed to be on like the outskirts of porn. You know, because I was a huge fan, obviously, of quote unquote Blake Mitchell back in the day. Obviously, he's this alpha top and I'm a faggot. So, like, I'm instantly attracted to him. And, of course, Joey is like my little brother. He's like a little cocksucker like I am. So you were always in the background, it seemed like, in their exploits, like online, on social media, etc. But you were always this kind of guy in the background that was intriguing, but like you weren't up front all the time, you know what I mean? You were just in the background kind of chilling out.
Well, I was in the corner smoking weed usually. That's the pothead's role.
I guess that's what it is. Yeah, sure. But you always seemed to be everywhere, though. It seemed like you were kind of a player, but you were just in the background, just...
I have a pretty quiet personality, to be honest. I have to force myself to be a little bit more out of my shell. Weed helps me. Otherwise, I'm an anxious wreck. Other than that, yeah, I mean, it's just, I don't know. I never tried to get into anybody's business, just waited my time, yeah. Hung out with people. Like, got to know them as friends first, and then, then we started collabing or doing whatever, thinking of ideas together. But for the most part, yeah, I was just a pothead in the corner smoking weed. But
okay.
I was coherent. I was just not a talker, I guess. I'm more of a sit and I listen and I analyze you and I see what's up.
Okay. Yeah, right. I mean, I maybe that's what I was getting from you, that vibe. You seem like everybody's friend, I guess, is how I would have characterized you back then. I would have said everybody likes Angel Rivera, you know, like, is Angel Rivera going to be at this party? Cool. You know, that kind of thing, you know.
So, are you going to bring one or two? Probably. Maybe. More than likely.
Right, exactly. So, now you had a kind of a high-profile relationship with Joey Mills, okay? How long did you date?
Like, 2-3 years, I don't know, on and off. Like I said, it's just a lot of history. We lived in Vegas together and everywhere else. And the past year, I went to New York and then now I'm in Miami and figuring that out.
You guys were sharing an OnlyFans, weren't you? Or like you were operating an OnlyFans together, right, at one point?
Oh, for sure. When we were living together. But now that we have two separate places. I think, like, to be honest, it's probably healthier for couples that do have an OnlyFans to have your own OnlyFans. That way there's no, like sending money back and forth. And when it gets to your taxes, it's really tedious. Like, it's a lot easier to just have your own setup.
Well, of course. I mean, that's why I guess I was curious about is You've separated it now, right? So that way you've got
like
that.
We'll still use content, and we'll just post the same content and just make sure he has his subscription, I have mine, and then we run our pages. Pretty cool.
Okay. All right. But you guys haven't really been collaborating as much recently because you're not together right now.
No, not really. I mean, I went to Missouri for his birthday, but like we're releasing stuff.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm sorry. That's funny.
I call it misery for
misery.
A reason.
Misery. Like the movie and like very Kathy Bates. Very that. But very yeah, no, I've got a whole library of content that, like, I'll post something yesterday and get asked, like, oh, you were hooking up yesterday, huh? I'm like, no, that's a video from, like, a month ago. Sorry.
Uh-huh.
I was chilling yesterday. But, like, there's a lot of content to come out still. And
So you're going to keep the flame alive even though you guys aren't really together anymore.
I mean, kind of. We still visit each other, so.
Sure, that's true. That's weird.
I don't know. I don't put labels on things. If it works in the moment. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
I mean, you and Joey both seem like very laid-back people, very agreeable personalities, so I can't imagine a whole lot of, like, bitterness or anything like that, you know? You don't look like you're very bitter at all. So, So I wanted to ask, do you own a place in Miami, or is this a rental? You're moving around a lot. So like, do you have places in both like Las Vegas and Miami, or?
I just rent for the year and then see what's up for the next year.
Oh, okay.
Usually. when the rent goes up, I'm like, what's next?
Okay. I see. How much longer do you think that you'll keep doing porn? I need a hit on that one.
Awesome. Sorry.
Feel better?
Yeah, I had to come to Jesus.
He's not listening, I don't think.
I don't know, to be honest. I feel like I'll be in porn for as long as porn will have me, and that's cheesy to say, but I've had my ups, I've had my downs, I've had moments where I don't want to do it. I've had moments where, you know, like, I feel like I'm on top of my game, and I kind of, like, why would I stop? Why, like, I don't know. Until I figure out my next step after porn, I'll probably be in it. But as soon as I take that next step, I'll probably be pretty committed to figuring out the next step.
Right. Okay. That's honest.
If it's like if it was ownership or anything, like just figuring out how to go about it, what to do. Yeah. Like I just like more than a model, I guess I would say.
Okay. Like the ownership of a studio like that?
Yeah, of like a studio or of like a model agency or some way of helping porn stars kind of find jobs out of porn, after porn, something to that effect. But
like a retirement community for porn stars? That's
kidding. Yes, or like some sort of even union to like really help with the mental health issues that comes in this community for sure.
Yeah. There's a lot of that for sure. Sure. I mean, I hear too many porn stars that commit suicide or whatever, die of drug overdoses. And it's just, you know, it's terrible, but
heartbreaking.
I'm not sure that you're the right advocate for, people that are doing lots of drugs, but you know, whatever.
Oh, for sure. But I mean, it's all the way you think about it. Me,
sure.
I look at pot as like a Xanax, and if a housewife is drinking wine and taking Xanax and watching her kids, why can I not smoke some pot and watch some Netflix and eat some pizza, you know.
Look, you don't have to explain it to me, okay? I'm totally on board with that. So you
sorry.
You all right?
Yeah. I'm on top of the world.
You are. You're on like the 20th floor. So you consider yourself to be an alpha, and you have owned faggots in the past, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Dated a few, but I will not disclose what we did. But totally,
Did you consider Joey to be your faggot?
I mean, kind of. Especially when I was fucking him, I'd ask him. When I fuck him, I ask him. Like, it's not a. I don't know. I think it's weird. I seem to just use a lot of people.
Okay, that's fair.
My career allows me a little bit easier of a venture than other people.
No, that's true. Yeah, that's true. So you owned House Faggots. How did you handle those?
They would just clean my apartment, and I would go to the gym, and if they did a good enough job, I'd fuck them. If not, I'd fuck them aggressively.
Yeah, but faggots usually like that.
Yeah. So I don't know. I guess I wasn't too good at it, but the sex part I was great at.
Yeah, that's true. did you... So where would the faggots sleep whenever you had faggots that you owned?
Either at the foot of the bed or on the couch. Hmm. Usually.
Or in their cage.
Or in their cage, but I mean, they wouldn't really sleep in the cage. They'd just be in there for an hour or two. I would kind of use the cage when we would have sex, if that would.
How would you use it for sex?
Bind them to the cage and then,
rape them. Rape them.
Maybe. I would just kind of use them to however they would let me be of use.
Okay, that's a way to put it. So, so you have own faggots in your own house. I guess you didn't have those faggots whenever you were with Joey, because. Mm. Joey was the faggot in that case, right? So, does Joey know how to cook and clean?
Mm-hmm.
Does he?
Very much. Oh. Very housewife.
Oh, really? Okay. That's good. That's handy, isn't it? But you also have faggots around Miami, the Miami area that are on, you're on call faggots, basically.
I kind of have more like sexual faggots. I don't like have anyone over to my place really unless it's for a quick hookup, mm-hmm. and then kick them out and then they're texting me, hey, do you want to hang out and this and that, and sorry, I already nutted, I'm done, and then trying to schedule like something for next Tuesday and then I don't know what the hell I'm doing next Tuesday, frankly, so.
Right. I mean, we've been trying to schedule this interview for quite a while, and it's been taking enough time, you know, let alone you're worried about getting off at some point in the future. Like, here's the thing. Why would an alpha ever worry about next Tuesday? Like, when he needs to come, he needs to come. He's not going to put that on the schedule.
Need it now. Exactly.
How often do your faggots get the midnight text, the 3 a.m. text from you?
I would say I get them a good amount. I mean, I get enough texts that I don't usually respond to people well. I don't know. Like, my timing's off always on messaging, and it's very shitty. And I need to get better at communicating, but... my texts just pile up, and then I hit them up the next day, and if they're interested, they're interested.
I see. Okay. So all day long, you get texts from people wanting to service you, and so it's a...
service or hang out or get to know, and I'm just kind of like, what purpose are you serving in my life right now? Is it sexual? Are we friends? Are we really friends?
Yeah.
Like, the real friends, okay, but I've got a lot of people that just want to, like, fucking hang out for no reason, and they don't even really care about me, so it's, like, stupid.
They're star fuckers.
Exactly, but I've got this girl that I've been ducking for, like, a week, and, like, oh, why aren't you texting me back? And I'm like, bitch, get out of here. I'm not fucking in high school. Like... all this, like, feelings and shit, like, I'm sorry, but, like, I'm a very cold person when it comes to,
relationships.
Not even relationships. Like, if I can feel a bullshit relationship, I'm not going to give it any effort.
Oh, yeah, okay, I see. Right. It's interesting that females are still trying to hook up with you, even though you're a well-renowned gay porn star. So it's, do you find that girls are attracted to you because you're a gay porn star?
I don't know. I don't have a lot that, like hit me up because of it. I definitely have a good amount of, like, girl fans, but I don't have a lot of hookups based on me being Angel Rivera. They kind of just see me in a crowd of gays, and then we'll end up flirting, and then I always get the, aren't you gay question, and then it's, I'm pansexual, actually, and then that exchange, and then they're into it. But yeah, the second I pull this out and, like, oh yeah, this is my dildo, whatever, like, then they're kind of more.
Yeah, how have the sales been on that dildo?
Been all right. Chilling. I need to promote it more. I'm very shitty about promoting things that are other than my OnlyFans and Cocky Boys, I guess.
Right, right.
But
well, you just did promote it, so there you go.
There you go.
Go buy my cock.
Exactly.
How was the process of getting that mold done?
It had to be hard for 15 minutes while they scanned my dick.
Oh, so it was a scanning. Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't a putty, which was awesome.
Yeah.
My friend said I got lucky, but you still have to maintain, like, a boner, and I don't do Trimex, so, like, I kind of had Joey, like, play with my nipples and shit, and just be a sub in the room.
Okay, yeah, very good. Well, it seems like you wouldn't have trouble having an erection for 15 minutes. You're 24 years old.
No, but when there's a scanner, and there's, like, people looking at you, and there's a few people, and they're just having conversations. It's like a porn set. Sometimes, like, if there's too many people, it's not that enjoyable. Mm-hmm. I need a more intimate setting. Focus. Unless it's like fucking, like, Hustler Ball in Berlin or something. Like, that's obviously a sex party. But for the most part, like, no.
Do you get overseas quite a bit?
No, actually. I got my passport had it for a year, went to the islands, like Virgin Islands, went to Mexico, but then COVID happened and never went to Europe.
I see you in Europe for, I do see you in Europe. You seem like a, you just got this kind of vibe that I just see you just traveling through Europe and, I don't know, living off your fags and stuff. And just,
using up some Czech boys, using up some Italian boys, using up some Spaniard boys.
Hey, I can see you like lounging on a veranda somewhere in like Spain or something. I just picture that. It should be something now that COVID's going away. You should start to do something like that, you know?
For sure.
Live it up.
That's kind of why I wanted to pick Miami, because I was still close to.
Yeah.
It's not New York, but I'm still on the East Coast. So if I want to go to Europe, sure thing.
Mm-hmm. Sure, definitely. I'm sure there's lots of flights going out of Florida to Europe. So, what sexually do you, what kind of kinks do you get into? Like, do you enjoy getting your ass licked?
For sure. I mean, everything sexual. That's kind of a hard question. I'm into feet. I'm into BDSM. I'm into sub-dom. I'm into hair pulling, slapping, choking, spitting. Like, I could give you a list, but it's going to end up like a scroll, so.
Right, right, right.
As long as it's hot, like, as long as it's not scat.
Okay. So everything else is up for games right there.
Yeah, I tap out when I smell that smell.
Yeah. Do you, how do you feel when someone is licking your ass? Does it make you feel powerful? Does it make you feel submissive? How does it make you feel?
I mean, empowered. They're eating my ass.
Okay.
Very empowered.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. I think alphas have that reaction when they get their asses licked, but like for faggots, I can tell you that it makes me particularly just feel very submissive. Like, you know, not empowered at all. Like, I wonder if, like, when you would eat Joey's ass, if Joey felt empowered or he felt submissive. I'm thinking he probably felt submissive. Like, he wanted to be penetrated by you.
I have to ask him. I usually just went with the sex and did my duty.
Yeah, right. Did you ever get into piss play at all?
In the shower.
Okay.
Or like on some rubber sheets.
Well, yeah, I'm not right. Nobody wants to ruin a carpet, but.
I mean, I totally, like, piss. I don't know. It depends. It's got to be clear.
No, do you like pissing on someone, or do you like being pissed on? I'm assuming you don't have any problem pissing on somebody.
I don't mind, kind of both actually, because I had this girl that was a squirter. And need I mind you that bit, it was like a fountain, and for some weird reason when it was going on, I just kept, like, it turned me on and I kept going.
Okay.
But I mean, I had never had that before, so I was like, what the fuck is this?
But I mean, that's not, I don't think that's piss necessarily, but
it's going out the same hole. I mean, what do you do you call it? What do you call it when a guy's hitting your prostate and then you're pissing or you're leaking out that way? Is that piss or is that?
Well, I mean, a lot of, whenever the prostate's getting hit, you know, it's like a pre-cum. It's like a form of pre-cum that dribbles out of the fag's dick, you know, but, yeah.
That's my favorite part too, seeing that.
Yeah, you like that?
Always got to feel the bottom to make sure they're wet.
Okay. Interesting.
I just feel like, yeah, I'm going to, if you got them off, like, I don't really care, but knowing that I got someone off, like, Cool, I got you off. If we argue, shut the fuck up. I got you off.
I mean, they don't. Do you believe that faggots should be caged or be allowed to masturbate during sex? I mean,
sure. Why not?
Okay.
If it's gonna, if they're more into it, they're gonna give me better sex. They're gonna give me better head. They're gonna give me a better fuck. So.
Okay.
If they're comfortable, shit, be comfortable.
Okay. You're a very kind, gentle master, I gotta tell you. In terms of chastity, you've never put a faggot in chastity, I guess.
No. Okay. I mean, I've put them in the thing where they can't really get hard, and then...
That's chastity.
Yeah, but then they're kind of like, ooh, this kind of hurts, and I'm like, alright, whatever, I'm just gonna fuck the shit out of you anyway. So, take it off, get on the fucking couch, and then plow town, basically.
Plow town. I see. That's funny.
Because then, like, I don't know, what if they just start pissing all over the place because they're small, and then, like, nah, I don't know.
Well, I mean, that I guess it could happen. I don't know, like, they should be able to control their urine. You know, they're gonna probably dribble pre cum though. You know. Yeah. So you believe in hierarchy between men. So you believe that there are men who are dominant alpha types, and then there are betas and faggots, etc.
That basically sums it up. Just, you have your alphas, you have people that are confident in the bedroom, you have people that are not so confident or don't want to have control, and I just feel like let the person with control lead, and that usually determines the alpha.
Yeah.
Whether it's a top, whether it's a bottom, it's all about control, dominance, and superiority in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. Like, who's giving in to who?
Mm-hmm. And do you feel like that's generally you leading naturally?
Totally.
Okay.
I'm always comfortable in my situations.
You seem to be, yes. Okay. Well, so the future for you is going to be some larger role outside of porn. Or you're going to maybe branch off into other things, right? So we might not see you in front of the camera 10 years from now or something. You might be onto something else.
Oh, for sure. I just want to have multiple things I can do.
Yeah.
I want to bring more to the table than just being a model for porn. I could be an owner. I could be some sort of influence. Oh, sorry.
I didn't know if you were talking about a porn or a pot influence.
No, but that's just some sort of activist, something. Something where I have, I would like to really feel a good sense of purpose in my work, I guess.
That's great. That's the best answer.
Easy pothead answer. I want to be fulfilled.
Well, I mean, is it a pothead answer? Aren't we all, shouldn't we all be looking for a purpose?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, serving some dick up is nice and shit, but I would creating some sort of thing I can be proud of 10 years from now.
Okay.
And I would still have my porn career. That for me, my porn's never going to go away. Because I'm kind of making sure I do it for enough time that I have porn out there. I have a mold of myself. I've got a few awards. So I'm etched in a little time frame.
Exactly.
And if someone comes across a video, then they can come across all that shit. So
right, exactly. They're your awards behind you, in fact.
Yeah.
It sounds like you've got a good plan. I mean, I know that probably a lot of people were like me. They didn't really know a whole lot about you. And I'm glad that you got a chance to kind of let them know more about what's behind the mystery man, the dark angel in the background, you know, which is how you've always kind of been that way. And so it's nice to
get to meet that pothead in the corner, just smoking weed. But yeah, I don't know. I might come out with a podcast of my own, but I want to, you know, launch it once, be confident, be consistent. So
yeah, exactly. I'm still making sure. It's a lot of work, but you know, this episode is going to be a lot of work trying to piece this together, but it'll be worth it because I really enjoyed talking to you, and it sounds like you're definitely you're more than what you appear to be. So
thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Well, sir, thank you so much for talking to me tonight. And I'm going to let you get back to fucking your faggots and smoking hella weed.
And coming in people and then leaving right after and slamming the door, you know, driving off.
Here's a question I guess I want to get to before I leave you, though. What's your stance on breeding faggots, breeding people?
The best part, what do you mean?
Okay. Why do you feel it's important?
What's your stance on going to the bathroom? It's a needed thing.
Amen. I mean, you're not going to get an argument.
Sometimes it's the best way for me to end sex, actually. When you're both panting, out of breath, you came in one another. It's not the whole show. Like, get on your knees. I'm going to, like, no. Like, it's more of a, like, intimate thing. And knowing that you just slammed that person's guts, all the better.
Okay. I mean, what do you find in particular about breeding someone? What does it mean to you as an alpha male?
I mean, it just fucking feels good.
Okay.
It feels good. I have that over them, but it's not, I don't know, it's not like a sense of property because I'm not a huge property person. It's just like a, like, I don't know, I feel like when I fuck somebody, I've had a few people that go crazy afterwards, and then I'm kind of like, just shut up, I fucked you, get out of here. Like, what do you want?
Right.
It's just like having something over someone, I guess.
Right. Stupid. But you do realize that your cum has certain chemicals in it that are absorbed by the faggot that affect its moods. So there's a certain addiction that occurs because of that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I did not know the science of that. I just knew it. I knew the bare minimum instinctual, it feels good type shit.
Yes, it's an animal thing, basically, right?
There you go.
Yeah. But like, yeah, cum has like serotonin and chemicals like that in it that can be sedatives. They make a faggot relax, feel comfortable. They want more of that, you know. So it's kind of becomes a drug, sort of.
Well,
and you're the drug dealer, so
I can dick around.
That's right. So that's something to think about. But I was just kind of curious about your view on breeding, because some alpha males that I've talked to are very insistent on breeding their faggots because of the marking, basically, of the faggot, essentially. But that's not your perspective on that.
Mine's a lot more just like you said, just animal instinct, like, just in the moment, just very.
You're acting out for me right now. Just kidding. I'm kidding.
It's just it's very, very empowering in that moment. It has nothing to do with property, because if you want to go fuck someone afterwards, go ahead. I'm not going to be mad about it. By all means.
Well, you're a big rental person anyway, so like, you're renting their pussy.
Exactly. That's the way it is. I'm only here for about 5-10 minutes. I'll be back
later. I'm gonna go recharge and then come back and fill you up. Okay. Well, I'm glad we got that point across too. So, anyway, sir, I'm gonna let you go so you can have fun the rest of your night. But thank you so much for taking some time to talk to me tonight.
For sure, Sam the Faggot. Have fun.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
Have a good night.
End transmission.
I mean, what can you say about the guy? He's just lovable, you know. I thoroughly enjoyed talking to him. I don't know. He's such a likable person, you know, and he's a good-hearted person, and he's not conceited, you know. Even though he has hundreds of thousands of fans and faggots all over the place that are dying to meet him and know him, and he's just this regular guy who happens to be an alpha, who's good-looking and well hung and is a porn star, you know, but he's just a regular guy too. If I wasn't a faggot, I could see myself hanging out with him and partying with him. Actually, I mean, obviously I wouldn't be there because, you know, I'm not equal to him, but, and I don't deserve that, but it would be something I could see, you know. Hell, I could at least go get him drinks and stuff, you know, when he's out partying. Roll his joints. anyway, it was really a nice privilege to get to talk to him. I wish we hadn't lost the middle part of the interview. We went back and talked about it again, but I would have liked to have had his original reactions to some of the questions I had, but we lost it. I thank Angel Rivera very much for the time that we got to spend together and the laughs and everything, and I appreciated his honesty, you know. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed it as much as I do. Gosh, I almost kind of sound like I'm in love with the guy. I'm not really in love with him. I've known so many alphas like him that are just, you know, they like to just kick back and they're really chilled out, and it kind of brings me back to some memories that I've had of alphas in the past. So that's why I'm kind of over the moon about the guy. But anyway... I hope you enjoyed that. I definitely did. And I will talk to you later, okay? Have a good one. Love ya. Bye.